Among the religious leaders, politicians and dignitaries greeting Pope Benedict on his arrival at Amman Airport on Friday was the Jordanian ambassador to the Holy See, Dina Kawar. I talked to her by phone just before the Pope's arrival to find out more about the interfaith efforts in her country and about the importance of this papal visit for the people of Jordan.
For us, of course, the visit of any Pope is important from a religious point of view, but you're asking me a wider question. And the importance of such a visit is, first of all, it really fits in the interreligious dialogue that we have been undertaking since a very long time. And this is one of the things that His Majesty and the Jordanian people give a lot of importance to, which is to have this continuous relationship with the Western world and with the religious communities abroad. As you know, there is a Christian community in Jordan, a community that is well integrated and that has its place in Jordan, actually. And therefore, the visit of the Pope does consolidate this dialogue between us and between the Muslim and Christian, the Catholic Church.
Can you tell us a bit more about the Christian community there? It's a very small percentage of the population, isn't it?
Yes, in Jordan there are around 200,000 Christians, among which 50,000 are Roman Catholics. As you know, in a society of 5.5 or 6 million inhabitants. However, in spite of the numbers of Christians, we have to realize that there are 9 Christian parliamentarians within 110, so they are very well represented in the system as a number of ministers. And within the business community, it happens to be that many of them are from the Christian community. So it is a community that I cannot say it's integrated. It's more than integrated. It has its place, and there's no question about their importance in the community.
Jordan also has some of the most significant sites, including, of course, the place of Jesus' baptism there on the River Jordan, and the Pope will be visiting some of these sites. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, we are so happy that this visit will take place to the site, because for us it is going to be an important recognition of the site. As you know, it took a while to find the exact place. So this visit is very important because he will be inaugurating the first churches that have been done on site. So for us, it is a very, very important, and the Christian community is waiting for His Holiness' visit with much attention.
You mentioned also the importance of interfaith dialogue, and the Pope will be holding a key meeting with Muslim leaders and visiting the main mosque there. Tell us more about these events.
Yes, actually, I think it's on the second day he will be visiting the mosque in downtown Amman, and he will be meeting the Muslim religious leaders and some of the diplomatic corps and some of the rectors of the Jordanian universities who will be present, because, as you know, the dialogue is not only related to the Muslim religious leaders, but also to the civil society. So, as you know, His Holiness will be probably speaking to this community, and there will be an exchange of opinions. And, of course, the fact that this visit is taking place at this time has much of its importance because, as you know, the tensions that have been going on in the world and the political tensions that have a religious aspect to them gives this visit a particular importance. So we are looking forward to this part of the visit.
As you say, on a political level, of course, Jordan plays an important role there in the whole Middle East picture. Do you hope that in any way, on a more political level, this visit can help to push forward the peace process in the region?
Well, of course, the word and the presence and the political weight of His Holiness is very important. We not only are looking forward to his visit to Jordan, but as you know, he will be going to the Holy Land, the continuation of the Holy Land, if I may say so. And the relationship of His Holiness with Israel is very important in that regard. And it's very important to consolidate certain issues and certain points in this relationship because, as you know, we are all heading in the same direction, whether we like it or not. There is an important need to acknowledge that there is no solution without the two-state solution and the importance of Jerusalem, which is the holy city for the three religions, of it being the capital of two states and also the significant city that represents the three communities. And therefore, the presence of His Holiness is of extreme importance because of the tensions that do exist in Jerusalem at this moment. So we really want to identify the importance of the Christian church in Jerusalem as well as the Muslim, of course, but the Christian, I mention it because of the recent events that we're seeing with the Christians leaving the city because of economic difficulties and going to immigrate, and it's making the community a little bit in danger in Jerusalem, and we wish that their presence be consolidated.
Pope Benedict's predecessor, of course, John Paul II, also made a similar pilgrimage nearly a decade ago now and addressed many of these similar problems, including Christians leaving the region, the search for peace in this very troubled part of the world. How much do you think has changed in your own country, in Jordan, since that time?
Well, If I may, before I discuss what has happened in Jordan, unfortunately, going back to the issue of Jerusalem, the Christians of Jerusalem, we have seen that the immigration of Christians in Jerusalem has accelerated, unfortunately, and sadly enough. And so we're hoping that there is an end to this phenomenon. So the numbers are decreasing, and it is unfortunate to the mosaic of the city of Jerusalem because, as you know, there's an important equilibrium and balance that we need to maintain. Going back to Jordan, the last visit of His Holiness, I must say that the situation has not improved at all. As you are aware, the peace process, if I may call it so, because it has been not advancing at all during so many years, is really at a difficult point. And His Majesty has been trying during his last encounter with President Obama to put forward certain ideas that he has discussed with his Arab League colleagues during the last encounter in Doha, which is to put forward certain points and saying, you know, we have to look at the eventual idea of having two states. There's no way out of it. Two states, a Palestinian next to an Israeli state with boundaries that are fit. And the Israelis have certain commitments that they have to accept, which is removing the blockages and making life for the Israelis more possible, but also the main issue, which is the settlement issue that needs to be stopped. We cannot continue at this rhythm of settlements that is increasing, and especially around Jerusalem. All these settlers are just changing the demographics of the possible future Palestinian state, and is making any solution almost difficult. So many of these points have been discussed in Washington, and His Majesty is now coming back with certain ideas after this visit and will be consulting with his Arab leaders. He was in Saudi Arabia yesterday to start and try to put a plan to go forward in this regard, of course, with the help of the Europeans, which is a major partner in this peace process. So it is very difficult, but one has no choice but to advance and put forward ideas and to continue. We cannot afford say it's not working, then let's forget it, because it's only time is so important in this issue.
My thanks there to Dina Kawar, Jordanian ambassador to the Holy See.